reading from Paul's letter to 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 through 14 and 27 through 30. Brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we are all given to drink of one Spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. Now you are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the church to be first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then mighty deeds, then gifts of healing, assistance, administration, and varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work mighty deeds? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. Paul spent 18 months living and working in Corinth, and about 5 years later, he writes this letter to the community as they struggle with how to live this new Christian faith. He addresses many issues like lawsuits, marriage, celebrating the Eucharist, spiritual gifts, and the resurrection. This passage is about three quarters into the letter, and a theme of unity runs throughout, which seems to be highlighted here. Paul states we are all part of the one body of Christ, even though our human tendency is to see how we are different and better from each other. The unique gifts we each have do not make us more important than someone else. As I have been reflecting on this passage to preach, I've been searching for unity in the world around me and have felt myself slipping into a world of divisiveness. First, with our presidential elections, by watching both the conventions. It seems that if I believe or support a particular issue, then I am better than the other side or more patriotic. Locally, in our North Carolina newspaper, a sheriff shared his racial stereotypes about persons who are Hispanic based on fear and hatred. At work, I've been attending neighborhood meetings filled with anger against affordable apartments being in their community. And recently, in our own Catholic Church, where voicing support for women in the priesthood results in being excommunicated, and supporting a candidate who is pro-choice results in being denied communion. In the midst of all this, I struggled to hear a voice calling us to unity, and became aware that I'd been looking for that voice, that leadership, at higher levels of power in all these venues. So I went back to Paul's letter, and his call to us that we are all members of this one body of Christ, and to use our God-given gifts to build up the community. So it seems I've been searching for in all the wrong places, and it's really up to all of us to create wholeness and unity. And so I look to see who are these other members, and I remember that I am a Dominican. We are Dominicans, all members of particular groups, yet part of the worldwide Dominican faith community. During trying times, this is where I find my strength, faith, and hope. The lay group I belong to gathers monthly, and like our sisters and brothers around the world, we pray, immerse ourselves in the Word of God and study. We sustain our community through listening, having conversations, learn from each other, and finally, share our gifts in a variety of different ministries. It is from this place we go forth to proclaim God's word to a world waiting for a voice filled with love, waiting for an invitation to unity. At the end of his letter, this is Paul's final message to us. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love.